If you would turn to First Chronicles, to the last chapter, chapter 29. We're going to get away from our study in Matthew for tonight. I wanted to just mostly read, starting in verse 10, since tomorrow is in our country's Thanksgiving Day. This has always been one of my favorite, as far as one of God's men in the Scriptures giving thanksgiving to God. This is one of my favorite passages. And David, certainly, God called him a man after his own heart, certainly had a lot to be thankful for from everything that had happened to him in his life. At this point in time, it's my understanding this would be his last address to the nation of Israel. He was turning over, in this same chapter, he turns over power to Solomon as he's stepping down and will shortly pass away. I think after, we're going to do something a little bit different after I'm done reading this passage. If any of the other men want to have something they want to say on Thanksgiving on that particular topic, you don't have to, but if you want to, you can. First Chronicles 29, verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house, for thine holy name cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision." We'll stop there, and there's a lot that could be said about the things in this passage. Like I said, David, if you think back on his story, not the rest of the nation, but just his story, and the miracles that God performed just in his life from the time he was a youth until the time he passed away. He talks about a lot of that here. And you notice he doesn't talk a lot about himself, but about himself and the nation of Israel, what God had done for all of them, and what God had done with them that glorified God himself. Notice they gathered up the materials. God didn't allow him to build the temple in his day. It would be Solomon that would build the temple. But they started gathering up all the materials for it in David's day. That was a miracle in itself. I mean, if you've ever gone through and studied all the materials that were gathered for the temple and what it took to what it took before they built it, before Solomon's time, everything David had done. That was a miracle in itself that those people could gather up all that stuff. And of course, David, just like some of his psalms that he wrote in the book of Psalm, gives God the glory for everything, not just the things in his life, but for the heavens and the earth, he says there in verse 11. All that is in the heaven and the earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom. And he says, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. David, by reading this, I mean, you can tell he's a very God-oriented leader, king. He was God's man for that nation, for that time. And we see, if you've read the story of David, I think it's very easy to see why David is, even today, is so well thought of by Israel and by the Jews, because he was such a godly man. Now, sometimes they almost have made an idol out of him, a false god out of him, but it's because of how his leadership affected all of Israel, and it's been a memory for them for generations. He passes things on to Solomon. He there at the end of the passage, he asks God's blessings on Solomon. And notice he says, give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart. Solomon was a good king in the beginning. Now, he got out of hand with some things later in life. But in the beginning, especially during the time that they built the temple and built some of the king's palaces and things there in Jerusalem, he was a very godly man. And you can see that in his writings. It wasn't until later in life that he strayed from God. But anyway, that's David, I think, pretty much gives thanks to God for everything that I think we should want to give thanks to God for today. Basically, it was everything that God had done for him. So I'm going to stop there. Is there anybody else that wants to come up? And we're recording this, so remember.
I ain't coming up there because I'll get discovered and have to go to Hollywood again. But I'll stand back here and say something.
Okay.
I'd just like to, I can't thank God enough for pulling me out of the witness I was in and giving me two halfway decent kids. Mark, well, I love both my kids, and I thank God for both of them. Mark and Kate were so gracious to come up and visit us this weekend. And Jamie lives in Boise, Idaho, so I don't know when I'll see her again. But Mark's pretty well healthy. He has a few mental problems. He just had to have hernia surgery. He's coming through that pretty good, and I thank God for that. My daughter has the same nerve problems that my wife has, so I pray for her every day, and I ask everybody else to pray for her, because it ain't a pretty thing when that happens. But for everything, I walk the dog now, and the time changed, and I thank God for sunrises, because they are really beautiful. I thank God that while we're here. I thank God for our church mostly. That should have been the personal moments. I thank God for being a true church. I thank God for all our members. And I pray for the health of each one. Doug's got some pretty major surgery coming up. And I pray for him every chance to get. God would shorten his healing time and give him through that without a whole lot of pain. I'm just thankful for everything, really. I look at things as God's will, and I live my life like that. If something bad happens, it was in God's plan. And there are a lot of bad things going on in the world today, but I say it's in God's plan, and I keep trusting that if we suffer persecution, then as it said about in the song we sang about being surrounded by fire. I don't like fire, but if it's the Lord's will, he's going to give me the strength to prove. And I just thank God for all that. I've rambled enough on this.
You want to come up here, or are you going to stay back there? Okay.
You can sit down in one
of the squeaky chairs if you want to. I ain't going to turn any place else because there's plenty enough in this to stay here for a few months. But I want to bring out a couple things. A little bit out of order, but David says in verse 14, "But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own hand have we given thee." So he's saying, yeah, who am I? And I think each and every one of us can say that. You know, we know what we were before the Lord saved us. And who are we? I mean, we're a small church in numbers. That's the only thing small about it. This church has a name around the world. And I believe we're going to continue on until the Lord comes and gets us. But David says, who am I? And what is my people? Are we worthy of the least of God's blessings? No. He says, you know, we're able to offer so willingly after this sort. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. You know, we're just giving you back part of what's yours already. Verse 16, O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. The things that they've given, they thought to build a house for the Lord, and actually it was more a house for the people to worship the Lord. Anyway, going back to verse 13, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. We should thank God in everything. Sometimes it's hard. There are things happening now that really hurt my soul. But it's God's plan, and it's going to work out. And it's going to work out for my benefit, and I can think of a few others who are going to benefit from it. The one other thing I wanted to bring out is in verse 19. Sorry. David says, "And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart." And Roger already mentioned something about his youngins. And so I'm going to say something about all of our youngins. When we pray, do we say, give unto my kids a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for which I have made provision. Okay, we can kind of forget that, you know, Matt painted baptistry there, your big word there. I almost forgot. Thank you. I read his lips. But he's not a member here. And he hasn't shown any indication that he wants to serve the Lord at all since they got here. And if he listens to this, I've already had this conversation with him. But he has made a profession. And hopefully, I can say this, give unto Matt, my son, a perfect heart. The same with Doug. Doug has made a profession. Not you, Doug. And he says that now he says there is no God. And boy, you talk about something that hurts. That does. But give unto Doug, my son, a perfect heart. Melanie has never made a profession. And give unto Melanie, my daughter, a perfect heart. And I believe that, you know, when we're praying, yeah, thank God. But there are things we need to be praying about. And I believe our kids should be way up there. We pray for the church. We pray for our pastor. We pray for a lot of things. But boy, we sure need to pray for our kids because they're the ones that are going to follow us. And anyway, that's all I got. Now, Doug can come up and say whatever I didn't say right. He does that pretty good.
One thing that stands out to me on this portion of God's word is David's wisdom. Now, wisdom's a great thing. And what would we do here this evening if none of us had any wisdom? God-given wisdom. David was, in his wisdom, was able to bless the Lord. He was able to understand that God was his father and understand that he was his father forever and ever. He was able to understand the greatness of God, the power of God, the glory of God, the victory of God, the majesty of God. He was able to understand that everything belonged to God. And he ruled as a man in his kingdom with that kind of wisdom. So tomorrow, those who will truly and biblically be thankful, they'll do so with wisdom. There's so much foolishness in the world today that wisdom hardly ever rears its head. Anymore, but those who know God, those who have been redeemed, like David, know and understand where thanksgiving goes to God. And like the brethren have said here this evening, I'm very thankful for all that God has done for me and how that God has worked in my family. Thankful to have my beautiful daughter with me here this evening. And I'll tell you, the Lord's been good to me a whole lot better than I deserve. I'll just tell you that right now. Grandchildren being saved, and it's all of these things is actually overwhelming to me. So I'm thankful.
All right. Still recording? Okay. Well, thank y'all for all that. I think we are all on the same page, sounds like. And that's always good to know when you have your fellow church members who are of like-minded and like of faith. And we do have a lot to be thankful for. I mean, when I first came here, the church wasn't even sure if they were going to keep the doors open or not. And it's been 5.5 years later. We're still here. And then as far as faith, I think we're as strong as we've ever been. And the Lord has blessed us financially and with health. I know some of us have suffered with our health recently, but it could be a lot worse too, you know. And anyway, so we'll close with that for tonight. And we'll go over our prayer list before we